I'm Chris Rubolo with a report on healthcare reform in Germany and its relevance to the current debate in California. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. As stakeholders in Sacramento haggle over the details of all the healthcare reform proposals pending before state lawmakers, it might be illuminating to step back and learn something from a European country that recently went through its own reform effort. There are some lessons that could apply to both California and the nation.
In Germany, we only introduce a universal healthcare coverage for all residents this year. As you may know, 90% are insured in non-profit statutory health insurance companies.
That's Ulla Schmidt, the German Minister of Health, participating in a roundtable discussion in Oakland hosted by the California Healthcare Foundation. Unlike some other European countries that provide universal coverage through a central governmental entity, Germany covers its citizens through a decentralized system that, for the most part, involves private not-for-profits. There are nearly 300 so-called sickness funds in Germany that are required to cover any applicant. The fact that workers can move between funds has sent younger, healthier Germans flocking to funds that are cheaper, a situation that may seem familiar to those involved in U.S. healthcare. The German solution? Just this year, the country instituted a new plan that will pool together all healthcare contributions. The government will distribute the money among the sickness funds according to their risk-adjusted financial needs. Sickness funds that do a good job of caring for members will be rewarded, perhaps even granting refunds to members. Those with inefficient management will have to charge higher contributions. Schmidt calls it competition based on the best medical care and quality. The health minister says in her country, competition is no longer an ideological bone of contention, but is looked on as a means of fostering innovation. She says there is widespread consensus that a market-based economy needs a stable regulatory framework, a hot-button issue in California's healthcare debate.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have great doubts whether market orientation alone can guarantee the sustainability of a health system. If insurance is not mandatory, as the case in your country, health insurance is often linked to employment, and insurance then also can restrict benefits in cases of severe illness. This means that illness becomes an existential risk in life, a risk that can financially ruin even well-to-do middle-class people. And in preserving health and providing care in case of illness, market forces must therefore not be given free rein. This also applies to the kind and scope of protection against risk.
In Germany, healthcare contributions are based on income. Regulations mandate a very high level of benefits, and consumers rarely face high out-of-pocket expenses. Still, Schmidt says in her opinion, the recent reforms still need tweaking. The power of so-called collective association between payers and providers was cut back during reform negotiations. Another message point, the work is never over.
Healthcare reform is a continuum of adjusting, renewing, and readjusting incentives. And politics will always have to correct the unintended effects of a reform. Considering my own experience, I am not at all sure that the market will cure the chronic illness of growing health expenditure. And this is why it is all the more important to consider alternative ways of financing, forms of financing that treat all citizens equally, that maintain solidarity, subsidiary, and individual responsibility, that take into account all forms of income when calculating contribution rates, and that intensify competition between all insurance plans, statutory and private.
Other presentations at the roundtable dealt with more general reforms in the U.S., such as pay for performance and the efficient use of new technologies. Attendees included policy experts from both countries and stakeholders in the California debate.
So the question is, do payers... Different payers pay the same doctor different amounts, and do different doctors get different amounts from the same payer?
Questions moderated by Dr. Mark Smith, CEO of the California Healthcare Foundation, were wide-ranging. They dealt with basic benefit packages to utilization, drug reimbursement, and collaborations within the European Union. The health minister says managing disease and providing better preventive care are among Germany's biggest healthcare challenges. Schmidt met with Kaiser Permanente while in the Bay Area. She talked about it during an interview.
We can learn from California because here are a lot of managed care systems that are better than in Germany. We are beginning at the beginning. We are in the beginning to do managed care and to do more HMO-like organization of the healthcare system because we saw that good communication between the doctors and the patients is good for the affordability of a system and is also good for the health of the people.
Many key issues remain to be addressed in California. Who pays for health care? How do we ensure that Californians receive high-quality health care? What's the definition of affordability for individuals, employers, and the state? The Foundation's Mark Smith.
Well, I think the takeaway is first that all countries are struggling with essentially the same questions. How to make the basics available to all of their citizens in an era where the costs are going up and up and we don't have a good handle on how to control them. All countries are struggling with this question of the right roles for government and regulation on the one hand and competition and market forces on the other. I think most people think that you need some of both, but where to apply each, I think, is important. All countries are struggling with this issue of how you improve quality on the ground and what the proper combination of incentives and regulation and transparency, not at the level of these big systems, but actually where patients meet doctors and other providers.
Hannah Kwok is a health policy coordinator for Health Access California, a consumer organization actively involved in the reform debate. The organization's long-term goal is to establish a single-payer system in California, something that Kwok acknowledges is not going to happen in the near future. She attended the roundtable and says she was encouraged by the fact that the German insurance entities aren't hemorrhaging money, even though they have to cover everybody. Kwok says learning about Germany's ongoing reform efforts provided a reality check.
Basically, a lot of the things that Germany has in place already and are working are things that we're trying to get here in California, and to see that once we get those in place, that we will still need to consider more types of regulation to protect consumers. I have no fantasies about ever being done with healthcare reform, even if we get single payer. But the fact that they're still innovating over there, they're still thinking of ways to make it better, it tells us that our job will never be done.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelo. Thanks for listening.